The tide, that is, the European Revolution of 1848, as all such great happenings, was made up of a mixture of movements and objectives. In France, it consisted essentially of the joining together of Europe's first great proletarian insurrection with the acute discontent of the left liberals who shared John Stuart Mill's view of the conservatization of the July monarchy. The uprising of February 1848 illuminated the hopes of a social republic, a vague socialist utopia that would provide jobs to the unemployed and liberation to all those who suffered indignities and inequalities. Everyone put forward their claims. The artisans, who sought to restore their privileges and their mode of production, the peasants, who sought to reestablish traditional rights of collective usage, the women, who sought the extension of universal suffrage to include them, the slaves, who sought abolition. The pendulum was beginning to swing too far in the eyes of the global state guys. And in June, the forces of order under General Cavaignac reined in the unruly, dangerous classes. The liberals acted in 1848 just as they had in 1830. Dismayed by a regime that had become too rigid, too illiberal, they rose up and quickly won the day. Then, dismayed by the possibility that the lower strata would be able to take advantage of the situation and push things too far from their perspective, they renewed their links with the political groups that they had just ousted from power because the enemy at present is on the left. When Louis Napoleon made his coup d'etat on December 2nd, 1851, the primary objective was to repress the left. And we've been quoting from Emmanuel Wallerstein's Modern World System 4. And just 30 years after the events of the Revolution of 1848, 30,000 would be slaughtered in Paris, consumed by the materialized hate and fear of the power guys. And what of our present moment? Our present flux and turbulence, what will we make of it? One thing is certain. It must be all of us that determines the outcome. We must not leave it to the power guys. That comment was begun around March 2016. I'm returning to it as I wrote this on August 4, 2017, following a year plus of much flux and turbulence. We lost and found our last prophet, prince, come to shepherd us to freedom. And we have a much clearer sense of the intermediate steps, thanks to Proudhon and Prince. We've learned that the path lies through welcoming back the infinite, the love in us. And now, writing on December 14, 2017, as I wrote that, we can add that this means coming together, using social media to, as Prince bids, make our choice of love, of life, over the state, conscious, with the aid of our triumvirate. I hope you will follow with me our thinking through these issues, contained in part 11 of the discussion, The Necessary Triumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola and Alice, Claims Bigger Than States. We'll be discussing issues raised in a book review in the New Yorker of July 10 and 17 of 2017, and in, called to our attention by the author of the book being reviewed, the writing of the Apostle Paul.